Morning to you, Robbie. How are you?
Just another enlightening conversation I had to listen to.
You know how to work Uber? Ask later.
Have you ever heard of sport?
Sport? No. Is this a sport show?
Sport?
No. We've been talking sport for 3 hours. Sometimes you just need, you know, something different. Change it up a bit.
You wait till your kids get a bit older, Robbie, and they get these apps on the phone.
Oh, right. I've got to wait, do I? Well, I've got a 27-year-old and a 25-year-old. So if that's not the stupidest comment I'll hear today.
Well, how many kids you got?
That he knows about.
Speak about them.
dear me.
So I've got four of them.
Jeez.
Different ages.
They're overrated. Kids are overrated.
they cost a bit.
No, they cost a bit. They ruin your marriage. They ruin your, you know, lights on, lights off.
You know, get a dimmer.
I spoke to Bulldog Richie, by the way, on the weekend, and I was telling him about our discussion about dimmer and lights on, lights off. He said he's very much a lights off person.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Surprise. But no, back on the kids, I mean, we love our kids.
We do.
I mean, my father, my late dad, who was my best mate, he used to say to me quite often, and I think this sums up kids, particularly from time to time, you get that feeling, and it's like, he used to look at me sometimes, and he'd say, you know what, Robbie? He says, I do love you, but I don't like you very much. I think that sums it up with kids sometimes.
They are beautiful, but they do test you. They do test you.
Yeah. Well, obviously you're okay because you're ringing yours up to get peaked.
Yeah. Oh, well, I had to because I had nothing in the fridge and I wasn't prepared to drive down the road.
Smart move.
Pick anything up. But I don't know. It just must be me. I'm one of these people, I reckon I just don't want to know. I don't want to learn.
Yeah.
You don't need to. If you got your kids will do it for you, your wife will do it for you. Yeah. That's why. Yeah. You don't need to.
Mate, I've got my ex-wives doing it for me. I'm serious.
Same pay, less pressure.
And one of them wants the lights on, lights off again, I think.
Oh, back in the game, you reckon? No, friends with benefits. What?
I've retired. I promise you guys I've retired.
I'm not so sure you ever retire.
You never know, son. We better get on to some football now. Of course, as you guys would know, the big news in the football world was the Manchester United-Liverpool game, one of the fixtures in the English Premier League. Actually, for both sets of fans, no matter where they are on the table, this is the biggest game for them. And obviously, it was called off due to the protests. The United fans are filthy about the way the Glazers, the owners, of course, have been there for 16 years. And they feel in that time that United have lost its identity. And the European Super League was really the last straw because Joel Glazer, the co-chairman of Manchester United, he was heavily behind this attempt of a breakaway European Super League. So that's what had happened. Look, there was a few incidents, there were some arrests, but it wasn't really a violent protest. Not to say that invading the pitch is the correct thing to do, but I just think it shows the depth of feeling and how those, you know, Joel Glazer, just being the example, the co-chairman, and all the others of all the other big clubs, how they misread the feeling amongst the fans.
Robbie, it sounds like the United fans have been peed off with a number of things for a while, but is this the first time this has happened, that they've actually had to postpone a game?
Oh, yeah, this is the first time this has happened. This is bigger than... Look, United fans, and I get it, because, you know, Liverpool went some ridiculous amount of years without winning the four. They'd never won the Premier League in the Premier League era until last season, of course. But United have now gone a long, long time without success. And they're not used to that. They ruled the 90s and the early 2000s. And, you know, Manchester City, to some extent, have taken over along with, you know, the emergence of Manchester City was already one thing, but also Chelsea's and now Liverpool. So they've been dirty for a long time, but this is another level. This is they get the feeling that this the Glaziers are trying to take their identity away, and they want them to leave. They want them out.
Will they walk away, Robbie, or are their egos that big they won't?
Mate, I don't know how much these people, they're worth billions, mate.
Yeah.
You know, and you just don't know how much this affects them. You know, they seem you see it in all walks of how would you say, life, maybe. It's maybe not the right term, but people who get into positions of power seem immune to criticism. You know? You see it. I mean, who'd want to be a politician? You know what? Look at what politicians take, you know, in high positions, and they just seem immune to criticism, and they get on with the job, and maybe in a different sort of way. It's the same with these chairmans of, you know, multi-billionaires owning football clubs. They just seem to just keep going on, even when they're not wanted by their own, inverted commas, family, as in the fans.
Mm. What about the rumour mills begun with Ronaldo leaving Juventus? Where's he look like going, Robbie, if he does leave?
Look, he can go wherever he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he can basically pick and choose. And look, he's not getting younger, but he still is effective. Juventus are not going to win the title this year. They are the current champions, but it looks like Inter Milan will win Serie A. They did win on the weekend, Juventus. But look, I'm not... Yeah, like I said, I think Ronaldo, he's got to the age where obviously he's closer to the end than the beginning and just looking for different experiences. It'd be very fanciful to think that someone could pick him up as a marquee in the A-League. That might be a couple of steps away, but you never know.
I don't think we'd have enough money here, Rob.
Mariners want him.
No, but what yeah, Mariners.
Can you have to give him a couple of clubs, I reckon, to get him.
Western Sydney.
Look, the thing is with someone like Ronaldo, and it's a couple of steps away if it were to happen. Del Piero was the same. Del Piero could have gone for five times more the money to the Middle East or Asia, but he came to Australia. So you've got to get these players to a point where it's not money.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle. Del Piero came here because he wanted to live in Sydney for a couple of years, and he wanted his family to experience Australia. And that's how you sell to these big players coming to the A-League.
Well, what about the Wanderers, Rob, winning over Sydney in the derby? Does that kickstart their season?
Fantastic. Look, that's a big thing to say. They're still, you know, they're going to still have to. They got a lot of work. They played more games than some of the teams around them. It was a must-win game for them. Really, they had to get that 3 points and. It's still going to be a struggle to make the six. But, yeah, it was a great result for the league. It was great to see, you know, over 20,000 fans at Bank West. Haven't seen that for a long time. A great atmosphere and a fantastic derby. I mean, it went right to the wire. Bobo actually scored late on, missed a penalty that probably would have seen Sydney at least get a point or maybe even go on and win the game. Sydney played well. Sydney were the better team on the night, in a football sense, but the Wanderers just refused, and they just wanted that 3 points, and they ended up getting them. But Sydney will play worse. Sydney will play worse, and win games towards the end of this season. Now you wouldn't know, mate. You're supposed to stop and let children, you know. That's a school bus. No. Say hello.
How boring is this segment?
The great here Bulldog. It really, concerns me, Bulldog, at 8:52. You're around Roseville Shopping Centre.
Yeah, I just heard the last 30 seconds of that segment. OMG.
I told you there's only two.
Did you get the first bit when we were talking about you having the lights off, Bulldog?
Give an aspirin a
now, can you confirm are you a lights off or a lights on person?
Or a dimmer man?
I like to dim clock.
Good boy.
Now, listen, I've always told you that there's one of three things that will happen when I get to the personal shops. I'll either see the first ex-wife, second ex-wife, or Bulldog Rich. I think I've had a result.
I'm going to buy a paper. I'll go back page story.
You have a great day, gentlemen.
See you later, Troops.